pallet bosh with massive wagons.
How are we doing?
Oh.
Well, so I have to say, you weren't doing really well.
Us?
No.
Nice.
I watched your acoustic stick crap, wasn't it?
I watched
the acoustic game, it was a bit crap.
It was a total, it's unknown territory for us, so I mean, we weren't going to go out and start doing ballads or anything, so.
Oh, that would have been weird.
Yeah, well, but at the same time, we didn't just want to go out and do the songs like we do electric. We didn't just want to do the same thing on acoustic, so we kind of did rework the songs a little and try to make them a bit more like
a bit more yokel,
a bit bluegrass, white, squealing from a biddy.
Bluegrass wagons.
It seemed to do all right.
No, I was lying, I did like it. Oh. I managed to catch the ending because you opened up, obviously.
Yeah,
it was really good. No, open Hard Rock Hell.
Oh, yeah.
And I missed it.
Oh,
swag.
I've seen you tons of times, because you play in London as well. Yeah, you were at Les Fest.
Yes, we were.
You definitely was you at Les Fest.
Were we?
In a physical
form. When we can't be asked, we just send out the tribute act.
Massive dragon. But no, I mean, obviously you were here because you won Highway.
We played it last year.
I
didn't mean this year, I meant that.
It was kind of like the stepping stone onto, we didn't win the whole thing. We were like sort of a runner up prize of a slot here, and that led to my big thing. And then after much probably badgering on our part, they put us on again. We're probably coming anyway because we're massive fans of a lot of the bands that are playing this week.
We played here last year, and before that we came anyway.
Yeah, we've come a few years like as punters, you know. So to play is like a bonus. It's like, you know, we're going to be here, but we get to do a bit, you know. So
you really are Hard Rock Hellions.
Yeah.
I think you said the first time when we came and watched, you said we'll be playing it next year.
It was a dog.
Listen to me.
And then 4 months later we played it.
We'll be download next year. Headline it. Main stage.
But how is it though, you know, sort of playing here last year and then...
The difference last year, we were... I'm not saying we're... Not all right, lots changed, but the difference is this year there was a lot of people, you could hear them singing along, you know,
yeah.
Which was really cool, you know. Up until this point I've never experienced that, so, and like you said, you know, being the first band on the weekend, we had no idea what to expect, but it filled up pretty quickly, you know.
Turnout, yeah.
About 10 minutes before we sound checked, finished, doors have been open for a while, there was no one there, like no one, and we were thinking, oh well, you know, it's going to be what it's going to be, but then we're behind curtain, and we couldn't hear the volume getting up, and then when we did come out, it was like, you know, it's pretty cool, as busy as it could hope for, you know.
Now, I do need to ask this, I wasn't going to, but I thought I should just check. You played Hard Rock Hell last year?
Yes.
Les Fest?
Yes.
Ibiza?
Yes.
And here?
Yes.
Are you stalking me?
A little bit. where are you at next?
I like your new curtains, by the way.
Not that I mind, you know. It's great. I get to go see it when I'm not in here and missing it. But closing up the year, what's been one of the highlights for you this year?
We've quite some good dudes, really, haven't we,
over
the year?
Recording the album has been a good one.
Really cool experience.
I mean, we've been sitting on a lot of these songs for like, you know, since we finished the last one, so like 2 years. And to get them like recorded, and we've had a bit more resources to throw at it this year. So, I mean, this album's a lot more polished, a lot more. What's the word I'm looking for?
It's bigger.
It's just bigger, bigger sounding, you know.
And it sounds well.
Well, we think.
Yeah, well. No, that's not putting down the songs,
no.
The old songs. It's just we have grown as musicians and as songwriters. It's cheesy to say that. It's true though, because I mean, we'd only just started.
Oh, people singing along.
When we started this band, we'd started, you know, as musicians. No one had really done anything before it, so as we grow. Trying to think of something profound to say.
Profound.
I don't know, but now it's starting to sound a bit cheesy now.
Yeah, alright.
The most flowery kind of thing grows. So does the flower of the music type of the tree.
As we grow,
like an eagle.
Yes. So grows the tree.
It's not dance music, so by it.
Apart from the album, we've done some great things. So Ibiza was
fantastic.
That was good. How long were you there for in Ibiza?
All weekend. You were there all week.
Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, me and Alex stopped on a couple of days
after.
Busy, breezy.
Were you there the full week?
Yeah, I don't remember that, sorry.
It was good.
Oh, I remember it was good, yeah. It's always a good festival.
Apart from the boat trip.
Oh my god.
Freezing my ass off on the boat.
It went on a bit.
Great big jump.
That was a lovely castle.
That was a lovely castle.
It was a lovely castle.
And again.
Yeah, that was a tad cold. Are you going to be playing Bloodstock next? I'm going there, so the stalker thing is going to keep.
You know, we got into the competition Metal to the Masses.
Metal to the Masses, yeah, we did.
And we got to the final in the Manchester one. And we basically.
With no intention of what you got, was
well, not.
It was just like getting.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course, we had no expectations of winning it, but we're basically told, you know, you were the most popular band, but you're not really Woodstock material.
We're not heavy. We're not.
Yeah, we're not. Not enough. I was going to say we're not enough beers, but you know, that's changed over the last couple of years.
We've upped our beer intake, so we should end it again this year.
You take a photo of yourself sitting back, look, there's nothing
there. Yeah.
We'll
be waiting all year to get it. Yeah, we'd love to. I'd love to. We think we're suitable, you know. I mean, Deep Purple headlined it for me. Was it last year or the year before?
Yeah,
they did. They're about as big an influence on us as anyone, so.
Group of Ponzi bands like this.
Yeah.
The Westlife.
Yeah. Well, so one thing to note, I am going to get one of the bands that I'm interviewing to do the Stupid Christmas number one.
Oh, yeah.
Are you my easy target? Would you do one?
Probably
are. Yeah.
We're probably quite
definitely
sensible.
Easy.
Yeah, definitely a target.
How do you mean? What song?
I don't know. I just want someone to create the Christmas number one.
You want us to write one?
Yeah, well, it's getting there and get the Christmas number one.
I think Darkness has done that. You can't top that, can you? Don't let the bells end. That is the best Christmas. The title alone is enough to, like, I'd bought it about 10 times.
By every year,
yeah, that's genius. You can't top that. I'll give it a go, but
you can't expect to do it now. we should give it a go now. Someone's give it a proper Christmas song.
I'll buy it. You'll get one sale.
We'll do it.
More than the last album.
So if you do Christmas number one, I'll start stalking you. So that every festival you go to, I'll go to.
Right, don't.
Because it'll be the ones I'm going to anyway. What would be the one thing about you say that sort of separates, you know, really makes you stand out as a band?
It's hard to answer that question without sounding
cheesy again.
Of yourself. One thing I do notice that we do, and it's not even on the stage, you know, we tend to, like, integrate ourselves. We have a beer and that, you know, before. Probably too many before we play. And after, you know, we don't disappear and vanish. It's not like we're not accessible. If anyone wants to come and, you know,
have crack
with us, you know, doors are open. You know.
I remember you from last year, standing by the bar.
Yeah.
That's where we were before.
I remember how you chatted to you by the bar last year.
Really?
Yeah. I just finished an interview, so I haven't been drinking that stage. So that's why I remember.
I've had a few people say to me, I think I really upset someone last year. And I have no recollection of it. well. We won't go down that road.
No, we will go down that road. Time.
Well, I'm sorry anyway.
Right. You didn't upset me.
Did I not?
No,
oh, right.
It weren't me.
I thought I'd get it in there.
I just walked up to you and right interview. Let's just get this out of the way.
Yeah. Well, last year was a bit weird. Like, last year was a serious...
not a big drinker.
A lot of drinking going on. It's not been as bad this year, so...
Not yet.
It's only early yet.
It is only early yet, yeah. You've got time to go yet.
I know, and it's no Sunday this year as well, so it's like, you've got to cram as much in 3 days.
Yeah, you feel like you've got a really, really poor drinker.
How did you all meet? First meet?
Mates,
plenty of fish.
It's love stories to come true.
What did you have to put in, like, searching for a category to end up with us, like?
Searching for four whoppers.
Yeah, yeah. Man looking for men.
Yeah.
Four easy.
Down the docks.
Ugly.
Down the docks.
We were just mates, you know. I played with Baz, singer, in an indie band.
He replaced me.
Well, actually, yeah, you did it all. It's very incestuous around there. We sort of started writing our own stuff in Baz then. In that band, it was all pointy shoes and cardigans and fratellis and all that kind of nonsense. But we're a wedding band, you know. And then we started writing, and we sort of realised we're both more into the rock, like bluesy rock thing. And then we sort of got
well,
along. Otherwise,
I worked with
Baz as well. We all
just sort of knew each other, moved in the same circles, and then sort of one night down the pub, we were like, yeah, fancy you this, you know, we'll try it.
We did it.
So here we are.
What were your first impressions of each other, if you can remember?
Absolutely.
Still the same now.
Total wankers.
That's why we get on so well.
We're all comfortable with the fact that we don't like each other.
Yeah.
As long as there's total agreement, it's alright. Yeah.
We're bound by our love of hate, a mighty beer.
That's one of the most surprising things. After 3 or 4 years of sitting in the back of a transit van, we've never fallen out yet, have we?
Not. I've had one or two rounds with Barry, like, but...
Yeah, that's usually when he's drunk.
That's all Barry's.
No, it's
small man syndrome. Small old man syndrome.
We get on too well.
I have no doubt there'll be full-on meltdowns in the coming year, like, you know. I think what we're going to try and do next year...
Next year we fall out.
Yeah, we'll make sure.
Just so we've done it at least once.
I'm going to try and probably... So what we'll be doing so far, we'll be doing 2 or 3 gigs a weekend, maybe a couple during the week, but no real tours. So I think we're going to tone down that way of doing things and maybe fix like some decent length, you know, decent length tours next year, which we've never done before, we've never toured. So I mean, that'll be an experience, you know.
Scary and...
Well, it'd be a laugh. We just like spend so much time playing. But it's all sort of dots here and there, you know, like...
Yeah, but it's another adventure, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Get on the road.
That's probably going to be the biggest difference, how we do things, you know. Less playing down the dog and dug, and more like, you know, maybe looking for a decent support slot for...
The dog and dug in, that's what they said.
But basically looking for it, we wouldn't mind a good support slot, you know, for an established touring band. I think that we think that's the way forward, you know, like, all the things are in place, you know, we've got the album ready to come out. So yeah, just to play to full houses, you know. I think if we were given that opportunity, we'd do alright. I could be wrong.
We could make probably grand knobs of ourselves.
But you got to have that money, haven't you? So.
You weren't wrong earlier, were you, when you said that you've been playing at other
concerts? Exactly.
So you know, yeah, don't doubt yourself.
You know.
Tuned into a higher plane.
Well, you know, the feedback we keep getting is... you know, it's all keeps more and more positive, you know, like, you're better than you were last time we saw you.
This year, I've seen a lot more people coming up to us after gigs and that.
Yeah.
You know, like, saying, you know, a good set and all that. It's just pretty, not weird, but it's like, it's that never usually get as much of it, you know, it's like, quite often people say it's a good set.
Yeah, it's all going up, so that, you know, if it was a graph, all the lines would be pointing up.